pianist Alon Goldstein, cellist Amit Pellad, and clarinetist Alex Fitterstein are all respected soloists, teachers, and ensemble musicians. They formed the Goldstein-Pellad-Fitterstein Trio in 2005, and in recitals they perform as soloists, in duets, and as a trio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this recent recital given by the members of the Goldstein-Pellad-Fitterstein Trio at Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can find the program from this recital on our website at classicalipr.org. First on the concert, pianist Alon Goldstein took the stage to perform three sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti. Before his performance, though, Alon Goldstein took a moment to introduce Scarlatti's music and the three sonatas he was about to play.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to say a few words about the Scarlatti sonatas that I will start the evening with. Scarlatti wrote about 555 sonatas for keyboard. He also called them exercises, and indeed they are exercises in transparency, in articulation, in accuracy, in precision, but I think above all they are exercises in imagination. They are a tremendous body of work, kind of examining all possible ways of tackling the keyboard. And in each sonata, he kind of looks at a different aspect of keyboard playing. I was asked about a year ago to do a recording of 19 sonatas for Naxos, and the reason it says selected sonatas, because I just don't know until I'll sit down which one I'll perform. Scarlatti was born in Italy and lived most of his life in the Iberian Peninsula, Portugal and Spain. So on the one hand, you have this search for lyrical, melodic, cantabile sound coming from Italy. And on the other hand, you have this incredible variety and vitality of Spanish rhythms. So I'll play for you three sonatas. Each of them are different. Each of them is examining a different aspect of keyboard playing. These sonatas are played on different kinds of instruments. Scarlatti had 17 different kinds of harpsichords, but I also heard them on guitar, sometimes on accordion. And, you know, when people ask, well, do you really think it's possible to play it on the piano? Well, I think there's really no one instrument that can do justice to 555 sonatas. They are so varied, they are so different. The great pianist Arthur Schnabel once said that Mozart is the easiest for the beginners and the hardest for the advanced. The easiest for the beginners is because it has few notes, and the hardest for the advanced is because it has few notes. There's some similarity with Scarlatti in that respect. You learn it when you're very young, and then you kind of leave it alone. And when you come to it, when you're a little older, you suddenly think, wow, this is incredible. Very difficult. I guess it's difficult as you make it in terms of what you want to find in it. Three sonatas, each of them are different. The last one that I'll play for you out of the three examines the whole idea of crossing hands. Never in my life have I seen anything as wild as that, seen or played. So hopefully you can count how many times I'm crossing my hands. All right, thank you so much.
Pianist Alon Goldstein performing three sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti, the third of which was a tour de force in Hand Crossing. You're listening to a recent recital given by the members of the Goldstein, Pellid, Fitterstein trio at Interlaken Center for the Arts. Next on the program, cellist Amit Pellid joined pianist Alon Goldstein on stage. Before they performed music by Ernest Bloch, Amit Pellid introduced the audience to his cello, which once belonged to Pablo Casals.
Good evening. It's wonderful to be here. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
I just want to say a few words about my buddy here, this cello, to introduce it to you. This is a Matteo Goffriller instrument that was made in 1733. And in 1913, a cellist by the name of Pablo Casals bought this cello in London and played all through his life, for the remaining of his life, until 1973 when he died on this instrument. Pablo Casals made all the recordings we know today of the Bach suites, the Dvořák concerto, the Beethoven sonatas, etc., etc., on this piece of wood. He used to call it my beloved best friend. And I was fortunate about 5 years ago to receive this cello on a loan, I should say, from his widow, who is still alive, Mrs. Marta Casals Istomin. She lives in Washington. She's a legend herself. And she decided to give me the cello after I played for her. And she told me two things. She said, I would like you to share the instrument with the public and to share the legacy of Pablo Casals so we make sure that it's still alive. But also, I would like you, by playing the cello, to find your own voice and not to try to imitate the great maestro. Of course, it's easy to say and it's hard to do. In the beginning phase of it, it was quite difficult to play the cello and not to expect myself to sound like him, even though it's impossible. And then, of course, for the public, it was the same kind of expectation. But soon enough, I realized and I understood what she meant. And I started a journey that still, luckily for me, continues. And I like to call this cello Pablo. So Pablo and I have been really traveling the world and finding each other's voice and becoming quite good friends. I thought of presenting to you or sharing with you a piece or three short pieces by Bloch. And the reason for that, the main reason, of course, I love those pieces, but also this is really where I come from. And it's really, I guess, where Alon is coming from. We both, we grew up in Israel. This kind of music, the Jewish-oriented themes, is what we heard as children from our parents singing. It's what is our in our bloodstream. And I feel that in order to share a voice or to find a voice, probably those three miniature pieces are the best example. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.
cellist Amit Pellad and pianist Alon Goldstein performed music of Ernest Bloch. We heard From Jewish Life, three sketches for cello and piano. I'm Amanda Sewell, and you're listening to a recent recital given by the Goldstein-Pellad-Fitterstein Trio at Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can find the program from this recital on our website at classicalipr.org. Now, all three members of the trio will perform music of Joachim Stuchevsky, the Hasidic fantasy for clarinet, cello, and piano.
Thank you.
pianist Alan Goldstein, cellist Amit Pellid, and clarinetist Alex Fitterstein performed the Hasidic Fantasy for clarinet, cello, and piano of Joachim Suchevsky. You're listening to a recent recital the trio gave at Interlaken Center for the Arts here on Classical IPR, Interlaken Public Radio. This is WIAA Interlaken 88.7 FM, WIAB Mackinac City 88.5 FM, and W234BU Traverse City 94.7 FM. Next on the program, Alex Fitterstein performed music for solo clarinet by Miklos Rocha. He first introduced the music and spoke briefly about his time as a student at Interlaken.
Thanks so much. It's so great to be back here at Interlaken. I went to school here a while back. I won't tell you what year. But the piece I'm going to play for you is actually a piece that I first learned while I was here at Interlaken. And it's a sonatina by Miklos Rocha. Miklos Rocha had a double life. He was a very famous Hollywood composer. And then in the summertime, he composed serious classical music. And he did it every summer. And some of the best musicians of the time played his pieces. Heifetz, Pyragorsky, some others. This sonatina is in two movements. The first one is a theme and variations. And the second one is all in one movement and a faster pace. Hope you enjoy it.
clarinetist and Interlaken alumnus Alex Fitterstein performed a sonatina in two movements by Mikolaj Rocha. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this recent recital given by the Goldstein, Pellid, Fitterstein Trio at Interlaken Center for the Arts. The final piece on the program was the trio for piano, clarinet, and cello in A minor, opus 114 of Johannes Brahms. Here is pianist Alon Goldstein, cellist Amit Pellid, and clarinetist Alex Fitterstein. The trio for piano, clarinet, and cello in A minor of Johannes Brahms, performed by the Goldstein-Pellet-Fitterstein Trio in a recent recital given at the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall at Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can view the complete program from this performance on our website at classicalipr.org. This recording was engineered by Michael Culler. This is Classical IPR Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.